Give me liberty
or give me death.
The fight
for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer. Watch the live stream
right now
at Infowars.com/show.
So I have an overall theme to my day, and that is liberalism is a mental disorder. But it's beyond just the cliche and the rhetoric. I have actually compiled a list of stories and double standards that completely prove it. But we've got a stacked show today. Roger Stone about to join us. Brandon Tatum, Steve Pachinik, Matt Bracken, the guests. So I might not be able to get that done until the final hour. But first, here's more proof of it. A Democrat mayor literally crying because her counterpart won't accept white privilege.
I don't think you can make such a broad brush and say that we've all been privileged or that we don't understand because we're white.
What you have just said is the most racist.
Excuse me? Don't you ever, ever accuse me of that. You have no basis to say something like that in public, and no basis to say something like that.
Then let me rephrase it. That statement was one of the most racist things I've ever heard.
What statement?
That you are offended by the fact that you're not feeling the white privilege thing.
That doesn't make sense.
The discussion I just heard now makes me so angry. I'm shaking. You're just crediting. I'm passionate about this. I'm so passionate about hearing all sides of the story. And for you to disregard the fact that white privilege exists is beyond me.
Wow. So now it's racist to a liberal if you don't accept white privilege. There's literally nothing racist about not accepting white privilege, but now that's racist. And then there's kind of a little key word there. She goes, you're discrediting, and then she didn't want to finish it because she realized that, oh, wait, the entire thing is discredited on its face. It's not racist to deny white privilege. That's actually not racist. So she had to stop that. But, yes, you did discredit yourself by crying and weeping by calling someone a racist because they won't accept white supremacy. You're the one that embarrassed yourself. But it goes on. Here's Al Green today, a miserable failure of a politician, presenting the articles of impeachment against Trump. Here he comes, Al Green from Texas.
Mr. Speaker, again,
it's Al Green!
To be accorded the privilege of standing in the well of the Congress of the United States of America. Mr. Speaker, the American poet Robert Frost penned a poem with the
words... That's a nice tie he has. I'll just say that. He's got a nice tie.
Diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled. Mr. Speaker, in a metaphorical sense today, sometime after noon, shortly after 12 o'clock, I will take the road less traveled.
Oh, yeah, no one's calling for Trump's impeachment.
I ask that no one take this journey with me. I am absolutely convinced that this is a road worth traveling, but I have not asked that others travel this road and will not.
Okay, and they
Mr.
didn't.
Mr. Speaker.
And your vote failed.
After 12 noon today, I will present articles of impeachment.
Yeah, So Democrat Al Green from Texas presented his articles of impeachment today, and guess what? The vote, well, Trump's not getting impeached, is he? In fact, it wasn't even close. I do think they got 50 votes to about 350 not to impeach Trump. Nice try, Al Green. The Democrats keep losing. Such strong
resistance. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Is the War Room.
This is the War Room. It is Wednesday, December 6th, 2017. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Roger Stone, my co-host, is about to be joining me momentarily as usual. He's got his ear to the ground. All things Washington, D.C. intrigue and behind-the-scenes Trump campaign. We'll be getting his take on the recent developments, and maybe we'll get back into some of his litigation against Twitter as we continue to see the censorship of conservatives and Trump supporters on social media. So here's what to expect on today's broadcast. Roger Stone will be joining us here momentarily, breaking all the latest news from his sources. Brandon Tatum will be joining me at the top of the second hour, followed up by Dr. Steve Pachinik. And then Matt Bracken leads off the third hour. And then in the last two segments of the third hour, it looks like when I'm going to do this, I've entered a weird state of mind where I've almost gotten lost in the minutiae of just the daily news cycle. And then the grinding of liberals' logic against reality has like, it's forced me into some weird cataclysm that I have to climb out of by exposing how liberalism is truly a mental disorder. That's not just a cliche. That's not just rhetoric. These people have literally been brainwashed and mentally impaired. So I have an entire stack of news. It'll probably take me two segments to get through where not much pontification, not much rhetoric, not much analysis, just face value proof of the insanity we're living in. Just face value on its face, no slice, no dice, no spin. Just give you the meal and say, what is your response to this insanity? And that's what we're going to be doing in the last two segments. So it's going to be a stocked show, and I'm waiting for Roger to join us. Guys, let me know when Roger is with us. You can just give me a note on the board there or pipe into my ear. Some of the news today that I'm sure we're going to be covering, considering it's big, obviously, Donald Trump has announced today he gave a great speech, a couple golden quotes from that speech, actually, today when Trump announced that Jerusalem will be the capital of Israel. Of course, everyone is mad at Trump for doing that because there's violent extremists out there that don't like it. So that's what we do now. If bullies tell us we're not allowed to do something, if religious extremists tell us we're not allowed to do something, well, then we should just kowtow to the bullying. I mean, liberals say they're against bullying, but then they love the Islamofascism bullying techniques in the Middle East. So we'll talk about that. But Roger Stone joins me now. And Roger, everything is just crazy right now. I can barely maintain a level head. I don't know how President Trump is doing it.
Well, first of all, let me say, Owen, that you're looking very sharp today. Very sharp indeed. Your certified Richard M. Nixon style American flag lapel pin in a solid Donald Trumpian almost tie. Solid choices all the way around. This is why, of course, you were chosen last year as one of Mr. Stone's international best dressed people on my best and worst dressed list, which comes out every New Year's.
Well, it's crunch time, it's Roger. It's crunch time. I got to get some brownie points here before the list comes out.
There is no question. Now, President Trump, as you know, was elected on a platform of draining the swamp. And I can't think of a more avaricious long-term swamp creature than Congressman John Conyers. Conyers was the Al Green of his day. He was the first man to introduce articles of impeachment against President Richard M. Nixon. That this 88-year-old machine politician should now be accused of sexual harassment and forced to retire should be cause for celebration. Unfortunately, however, because of the way the system works, his son, Ian, a state senator who is getting living the privileged life upon a different set of taxpayers, will now not only aspire but easily win this seat in a depressed urban district where there are no jobs and the streets are unsafe and there is an oppressed, underpopulation. So the machine carries on. The swamp doesn't get cleaned. It shows the cronyism and the base corruption of the Democratic Party.
Well, and I don't know if you saw the stories, but his son was also a attempted rapper. He attempted, I guess, he had a short stint as a rapper or something. And he would write lyrics about how his dad was a pimp, how his dad was a player. How he basically had all these privileges because of his powerful father. And then he puts out a tweet bragging about how his father was sleeping with married women in extramarital affairs. Of course, this is all with the background of John Conyers' wife, 20 plus years younger than he, spent 3 years in jail for her own federal bribery case or illegal bribery case. So, I mean, it's amazing that Conyers tries to act like, you know, high and mighty moral superior when he's garbage. He's been trashed out of the swamp, but then he gives it to his swamp creature son and acts like this is some sort of dignified action.
Somewhere Richard Nixon is smiling down from heaven. Look, it's about time. This guy is symptomatic of the cronyism of the old Democratic Party. The party is now reduced to being a dwindling number of minorities and people of color because even they are starting to vote Republican. Donald Trump performing much stronger among African Americans and Latinos than Mitt Romney. But that plus labor plus the trial attorneys and then the white super wealthy liberal elite, that is the Democratic Party. It is no longer the party of working men and women, the party of anti-communism as exemplified by Harry Truman and John F. Kennedy. No, it's a left-wing party of elites. Look at their lineup for president. It's Kamala Harris? Really? Really? Please.
Well, it's amazing, too, because as you were just noting, a lot of these former Democrats, you know, minorities that the Democrats love to virtue signal to are kind of coming over to the conservative side or voted for Trump. And I think that it's reached a point where the Democrat constituency is saying, hey, look, you can't just virtue signal to us all day. You can't just say that you're for minorities or say that you're for this or that. We want some results. Where are the results? We've been electing you for decades on these policies. You say you're standing up for minorities. What are you delivering? There's been no deliverance. So I think Trump's message with basically the formula is Trump's message, Democrat failures equals these people are now coming to vote for Trump or to vote conservative.
Look, there's no question. Earlier today, I spoke on the Alex Jones show about the determination of the globalists and the two-party duopoly that have run the country into the ditch to remove Donald Trump and the extraordinary peril that this presidency is in. I am absolutely convinced the president's attorneys, with the acquiescence or perhaps even the direction of General Kelly and the Palace Guard, including H.R. McMaster, who we just stunningly learned, approved surveillance on the man himself. So what kind of treachery is that? This cabal, aided by the Mata Hari of this crew, Dina Habib Powell, intends to railroad our president out of office in a Mueller takedown. On the other side, I will lay it all out for you.
All right, we're about to go to break. You're going to hear it all from Roger Stone. Donald Trump gets elected to drain the swamp. He's trying to get it done, but the swamp is so entrenched, they're fighting back. This is where we're at right now. This is the war for America. You won't hear that anywhere else but InfoWars.com. Stay tuned. More from Roger Stone on the other side.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said there's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
InfoWars.com/show. Love and a half.
Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about.
That's Al Green. In his extraordinary hit, Love and Happiness, not to be confused with the Al Green, the congressman, who as an outlier, introduced articles of impeachment against our president. It is extraordinary that we are at a point in which I think the presidency is imperiled by this palace cabal. Think of him as the good-hearted king who is surrounded by a group of knights who pledge their loyalty but secretly plot to take him out. The part of Al Haig in this drama, the general who essentially ended the Nixon presidency and walked the president towards his ultimate resignation, is played by General John Kelly. The Wall Street Journal reported only days ago that the president was holding meetings in the private residence at night with various people in his administration, unbeknownst or without the notice of General Kelly. This comports with what I know of Donald Trump. He chafes at being controlled or having, unfettered ability to do his thing, whether it be Twitter or whatever else. Now, it is interesting that the president's anti-Islamic videos, which Owen, I know you really liked, and his attack on Joe Scarborough, whose jealousy is just extraordinary. I think people need to know the backstory here. Congressman Matt Gaetz has said in a tweet that Joe Scarborough, his predecessor in Congress, told him throughout his career that he would be president. The truth is, he is bitterly jealous of Donald Trump. He aspired to run for president himself. He still does. When Trump was nominated, at a time that Joe and Mika, and I ask you to freeze frame her face while he's talking in the video, if you want to see a look of sheer Eva Braun style hate. It is an extraordinary that Joe thought that he should be vice president. I kid you not, this man dreamed of a Trump Scarborough ticket. Which was never realistic or in the cards, but that did not stop Joe Scarborough from golfing at Mar-a-Lago, dining on Donald's lobster, and swilling Donald Trump's alcohol in the bar.
Well, it sounds to me, listening to you break this down, Psycho Joe really fits. I didn't realize that this man was that crazy. I thought he was just another fake news nitwit shill, but no, I mean, he really is like mentally deranged.
Well, I'm told that he is a party animal. At least he was before he decided to make an honest woman of Mika. Look, Mika and Joe sucked up to Donald Trump like nothing you've ever seen. We know that the McMaster number two, the other neocon that has affected and taken over the Trump NSA, came from this would be Dina Habib Powell, was recommended for the job by Mika. Mika got her the job. That shows you how tight they were with the Trumps. And then Joe has had this mental breakdown about the fact that he's not president and that Donald Trump is. They're grifters. They drank Donald's whiskey. They ate his food. They played at his course. They rode on his plane. They sucked up to him. They brown nosed him. And then they have now turned on them because Joe Scarborough is not going to be president.
Yeah, it's just amazing the hubris that Joe Scarborough has to think that he should just be given the vice presidency for no reason.
Well, and if one were to examine Joe Scarborough's voting record, not in the House, but as a registered voter, you would find two astonishing things. First of all, there is his period as a registered Democrat. And then after he becomes Republican, he is not very responsible about voting on Election Day. So, you know, Joe Scarborough, I think, is exposed as a wannabe, a guy who's bitterly jealous of the president. But he has emerged as a kingpin in this all-out push, which is kind of plan B for the establishment. Make no mistake about it, I'm not keeping a written vote sheet in my pocket where I'm calculating and vote counting the Trump cabinet in the 25th Amendment takedown. I have absolutely been able to confirm that a high-level aide to Vice President Pence has been a constant leak of Russia facts to the media that are designed to embarrass General Flynn and the president. I know that at least for some period of time after the Billy Bush tape leaked and things looked bleak for the Trump campaign, that the presidential candidate, Trump called the vice presidential candidate, Pence, who would not take his call. And Pence sent a message that he didn't want to talk to him right now. He wanted to assess the situation. He was calculating his odds to take the nomination. He had been importuned by a group of concerned Republicans who were certain that Trump was headed for a colossal crash that included Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan and others. And he showed interest at that time, which leads me to believe that he could be seduced into the 25th Amendment plot, but he cannot afford to be caught actively participating.
How much of a factor, on top of everything else that we know of and the swamp and the corruption and the real Russian collusion, but how much of a factor is jealousy from people the likes of a Joe Scarborough or a Jeb Bush, or just bitterness from people the likes of Hillary Clinton, who thinks that she should have just been handed this election? How much of a factor is that, just people being jealous that Donald Trump, such a real man, can just go from not being in politics to being the president of the United States?
Owen, let me say this. It's not quite 5 o'clock here in the East, but it's almost time for a martini. In the meantime, I'm going to have to do with lemon and water in a Marco Rubio moment.
All right. Try not to spill that all over yourself like little Marco. And then I'm sure that you already took your brain force, though. So that's why you didn't need to take your brain force now.
Well, and my ears are not sweating, as you can see. If you have not seen that colossal film, Art of the Insult, with Joel Gilbert, which I think we premiered here last week, and that line is in there. It's hysterical. And what a terrific Christmas gift that is. But folks, do your Christmas shopping at the InfoWars.com store. We need to expand our palatial new New York bureau, which you're seeing tonight for the first time.
That's Roger Stone. I'm Owen Schroyer. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. We'll be right back with more of The War Room.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. I'm Roger Stone, and you're right here at the War Room. This is our new New York Bureau of InfoWars, and where we'll be broadcasting from time to time. Soon there'll be even more programming. We're now at 10 hours a day. If you support the expansion of InfoWars as mapped out by Alex Jones, if you're liking the War Room, then I really encourage you to go to the InfoWars.com store. It's Christmas, there are great discounts on t-shirts, books. If you do not own The Making of the President 2016 by Roger Stone, it is the definitive account of how Donald Trump pulled off the greatest political upset of the century, and the essential role that InfoWars played in his rise. We can also grab the anti-fascist, anti-communist t-shirts, a very hot item. But these make great, great, First Amendment oriented, Christmas gifts. There it is, the making of the president. This is, at a great price at $19.95, and you get the inside skinny on how Donald Trump overcame extraordinary odds, to take on, the entrenched two-party machine that has driven the country into the ground. And how stunned the mainstream media and the political establishment was by his upset victory, laying the seeds for what Owen and I are talking about right now, the takedown of our president one way or another.
Well, it's not working, Roger. Al Green, not the great musician, but Al Green, the terrible politician, tries to get a vote of impeachment today on the floor, gets his vote, goes terribly wrong, and loses big time. And I think that that kind of shows, it's really, Roger, I think a analogy to what's going on in America, where all the Democrats and all the Trump haters are the loudest, and they're screaming the loudest, and they're making the most noise. But when it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, they're outnumbered, they're outvoted, and they're really just losers.
Well, look, the president's lawyers are being naive about the threat that the Mueller investigation poses to the president himself. General Flynn has been thrown over the side most unceremoniously. As we reported here exclusively at InfoWars, the mainstream media reports that the president's lawyers had, that Flynn had, chopped off the president's lawyers, and it was on Flynn's initiative that their, legal cooperation ended. That was false. The president's lawyers broke with Flynn. In fact, that was the last straw. The general had been holding out against any guilty plea in this set up case where he was essentially, entrapped. They illegally surveilled the general. I can find no FISA or federal court warrant to justify it. There was no Flynn defection. Even our friend Buchanan bought that mainstream lie. Flynn was abandoned. Flynn was left to twist slowly in the wind, if I might steal a phrase from Watergate. And it was the last straw. The general, already in financial straits, with Mueller threatening to implicate and indict one of his children, threw in the towel. Then the president, or whoever, his lawyers, we are told, compound this error with a stunning tweet that essentially admits that he knew about the fact that Flynn had lied, and that is why he fired him, inconsistent with what he said previously, and setting himself up for a potential obstruction charge. One of the president's lawyers dived on that grenade and said that he had sent it, not the president. I think that's bizarre, to say the least.
Yeah, and the whole thing is really just getting more bizarre and more bizarre, where Flynn admits to lying to the FBI, which is already a misnomer to me, because I think he was trapped. As you say, it was an entrapment process. And in fact, Flynn wouldn't be charged with lying to the FBI if this farce of an investigation was never happening. If this non-investigation, this fake investigation was never happening, Flynn would have never been charged with lying to the FBI because he would have never talked to him. Yet even though this has nothing to do with Russian collusion, nothing to do with government corruption, really nothing to do with anything, the election, anything, the left still celebrates this like, oh, look, they charged Flynn. Woohoo, we got something here. But it's nothing. I mean, how do you make it this where the left is celebrating a fake investigation and then it admit to lying to the FBI that really doesn't even matter?
It's important that people understand this, Owen. It's a setup. They surveil Flynn. That's how they learn of his overtures to the Russian ambassador. And then as in the case of Paul Manafort, as we have exclusively reported here at InfoWars, they have an early morning raid of his office, and he's there. No advance warning, not two agents showing badges, but a whole strike force. And he's genial. He agrees to talk to them without a lawyer, and they already know the answer to the question. It's a setup. But the underlying activities for which Flynn is lying are perfectly legal, which is why this is perplexing. Why did Flynn also evidently lie to the vice president? Conjecture. Whoever told General Flynn to make this call, whether it was the president or his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, probably admonished the general to tell no one on the orders of the president. Flynn is a chain of command guy. Now, I admit that this is conjecture, but there's no other way to figure out why a non-political military man would lie for the sake of politics. He wouldn't. And to understand his mind, this is after the election. It's after he's the designated NSA coordinator. And the underlying activities, the outreach is perfectly legal. Contrast that with James Clapper. He lies to the U.S. Congress under oath about the claiming there is no metadata collection program. Edward Snowden proves otherwise, yet he pays no penalty, Owen. He walks. Liberals have no problem with that. That kind of perjury is evidently acceptable.
Yeah, and I say the same thing with James Comey. James Comey comes out and says that a Trump tweet motivates him to write down notes, but then you look at the timetable and you discover that that formula doesn't add up based on the timing of the tweets and the alleged notes that Comey allegedly took that he magically never produced. But this is what we're dealing with, Roger. I mean, that's what I'm saying. That was why I opened the first segment with you by saying, I mean, I'm running out of patience with these people. Every time Hillary Clinton walks free, I'm losing patience. I mean, I can't even imagine what Trump is going. I mean, he must have the patience of a tortoise or something. I mean, this is just insane.
Plus, I don't know what it is with all these guys, these deep staters with the shaved heads. Do you notice that? I mean,
yeah, the Mr. Clean look. You know, I've had someone float the idea to me that they all do that. It may have actually been someone here. I don't remember that they all shave their heads like that so that they don't leave a trace of DNA where they go.
It's Hayden, Brennan,
Clapper,
McMaster. They all have shaved heads. You see, I think this was Flynn's problem. He didn't fit in because he refused to shave his head. The judge general is a real patriot. He was never part of their globalist
game. Fuel your body with Carnival, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back. You're at the War Room, and I'm your host, Roger Stone, with my colleague in Texas, Owen Schroyer, who is once again bucking for the best dressed list for next year. You know, this is a custom that I picked up from the late Mr. Blackwell, who was a Hollywood designer and arbiter of fashion, who wrote a syndicated column, and he could make or break your career as a young athlete or young socialite or a titan of business or a movie star, but he could also be extremely withering in his criticism. So examples of some of my worst dressed decisions would be my good friend Jesse Ventura, Michael Moore, terrible, just terrible. But Owen Schroyer, there he is, a winner last year. So I try to look across the world at the best dressed men and women from all walks of life. It's not a political list. Liberals like Ted Kennedy have appeared on this list. Ted Kennedy had a button-down Ivy League style favored by his brothers, Jack and Bobby, that is very all-American. So this is a non-political product, and the Daily Caller has graciously carried it for a number of years, as has the New York Post. Now is the time. If people want to recommend somebody for the list I ought to take a look at, you don't have to be famous or connected to be extraordinarily well dressed. So you could be a party operative and end up on this list. where you could be a Trump supporter. On the other hand, I'm always open to those who say, God, this guy is a slob in the Michael Moore tradition. I will tell you this. If the gentleman who thinks he's going to challenge the president thinks he's going to do it wearing only a hoodie and jeans, he's wrong about that.
Well, I've got to do what I can here in the final month of the Stone on Swank best dress list. I'm not sure. Has Rachel Maddow ever cracked the worst dress list?
I believe she has had a star turn there. You can go to stoneonstyle.com. Stoneonstyle.com is where this is posted. And you can also get other tips and resources. I recently wrote a book, a piece on the trench coat, for example, and why every gentleman should own one. So, again, no politics here on the style site. We're trying to help the young gentleman navigate how to look good, because one of Stone's most important rules is look good, feel good. If you go to the gallery, you can see some of the absolutely best dressed men and women over the last century, something that I curate myself very carefully. It's a lot of fun, and I've met a lot of great dandies. A dandy is someone who cares about this. There's a handful of them. Some of them are not even self-admitted dandies, like James Rosen of Fox News, always well turned out. Josh Mankiewicz of NBC, impeccable taste. This is not a large fraternity, but there are many gents on it.
Yeah, okay, get me a trench coat. Yeah, I need a trench coat immediately. I'd like to nominate Rachel Maddow this year, because many times she, and maybe it was intentional, I don't really know, but she went on air many times and looked like a lumberjack. Like, she literally looked like she just got done chopping wood and, you know, trying to get syrup up in the Canadian forest. So I don't know if that was an intentional look. Didn't really vibe with whatever she was. There you go. Or she just goes with the straight up, I'm a dude look. That's the I'm a dude look from Rachel Maddow. There's the I'm trying to figure out how to think look from Rachel Maddow. Hey, but all kidding aside, Roger, you actually are very entertaining. People, if you think that you're just going to read this and get some tips and pointers and commentary on fashion, there's actually quite a bit of humor in there as well that I appreciated. For example, when he writes his piece on Chunk Yogurt, or Chent Kyuger from the Young Turks, oh man, that had me rolling when you were excoriating his terrible fashion taste. So it's definitely a great piece that I would suggest people check out.
It's a great joy to write. I'm already starting to look at this year's lineup. We have some strong recommendations, but you can go to stone@stonezone.com, which we've set up to take your recommendations for best dressed and worst dressed. Now, don't email at me 40 times. Send me your very best recommendations, because the polls are, in essence, now open. I always like to find people from different walks of life who maybe aren't famous, but have a great personal sense of style. You don't have to be rich and famous to be on this list, but you have to be consistent. I think that's the key. I'm looking for people who are elegantly dressed. That does not have to mean expensive. In my younger days, I would scan the thrift shops and then later eBay, looking for custom made clothing that had been put on the market, made for someone else in excellent condition, or traditional pieces of Harris tweed and so on. And I still commend that to people who want to build the basic wardrobe. You need a navy blue blazer. You need a brown or gray Harris tweed jacket. You need several pairs of quality khaki trousers. Bill's khakis, which you can find online, are the very best. and you need to wash them until they achieve a certain buttery softness that's comfortable. Some rep-strike ties, the very best button-down shirts, Kamakura in New York and Tokyo, or J Press or Brooks Brothers all make certainly fine renditions. Every young man who is starting out needs these things. A solid blue suit, a solid gray suit, a muted but not particularly strong stripe. What I'm wearing is probably, it's called a beaded stripe, probably too much for the average political consultant. But with those foundations and skillfully matching them with jeans and a black turtleneck sweater or a Rob Dew hat, as they are known, a backwards Kangol style cap, any young gentleman can get by in this world.
Roger, I'm just curious if you've ever considered adding a new category or perhaps inserting a couple men that popped up on the political scene here in the last couple months. That is a chicken man, a man that showed up in a chicken outfit to protest Trump, and our friend the unicorn. He showed up multiple times. There's the unicorn and the chicken man, Roger. I mean, do they get any consideration? Best dressed, worst dressed, exotic dressed?
This reminds me of the fact that we now know, thanks to WikiLeaks, that Hillary Clinton personally approved and directed the operation to have someone dressed up as a duck, Donald Duck to be specific, show up at a Trump rally in order to foster discord. That's called a dirty trick. Hillary Clinton was directly involved in a campaign dirty trick. Isn't that what they brought Richard Nixon down for? Ye gods. But the original chicken gambit only works essentially when someone is ducking a debate, not when they're ducking tax returns. But it is a classic that has been used again and again. It's a little, it's even a little hackneyed at this point.
Yeah, and we didn't need a special counsel to discover the dirty tricks via Hillary Clinton and Robert Kramer at the DNC. Nope, that was Project Veritas, the Patriots over there that did that for us. So just incredible that we learned that about Hillary Clinton and how dirty the DNC is. They rigged the elections, yet they still want to come after Trump. But the good news is Jim Jordan today did his rounds on different media outlets saying that it's time to have a special counsel into Hillary Clinton. Roger, final 30 seconds. Are we getting anywhere closer to that?
I should say this, Owen, tomorrow on the War Room, California attorney and activist Tyler Nixon and California hemp advocate Patrick Moore.
All right, then. We look forward to that tomorrow. So be sure to tune in to the War Room tomorrow where Roger Stone will have those great guests. Don't go anywhere. This is the War Room. We'll be right back.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people.
and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
If you want the future,
you must fight for it.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
You know, there's terrible tragedies happening in California, and it's usually of a political nature, but very serious what's happening right now with these wildfires in Ventura, California, and just north of L.A., close to the coast out there. They're breaking out. I think there's about four or five that have broken out now. And there's now a declared state of emergency in L.A. Mayor Garcetti declares local state of emergency. This is just absolutely devastating. Hey, guys, if you want to roll some of that B-roll, we've got some footage here from the fires in Southern California. You wouldn't even believe this stuff. And, you know, last night, I mean, honestly, you look at this stuff, it's so devastating. You can't even believe it. The smoke blocks out the sun, just entire mountain ranges being burned down, suburbs being burnt to the ground, neighborhoods. You drive on the road and you look like you're driving through hell. I mean, this is really just terrible, awful stuff. And yeah, there's some of the footage you're seeing right there. It looks like, I mean, this is the shot. I think this is from the 405, that you're seeing when you're driving there in Southern California. Now, we just had in October a string of wildfires in California that turned out to be arson. And nobody wanted to report on that angle all of a sudden. I believe it was a terrorist-inspired event. Now, you had ISIS admit that they wanted to burn cities to the ground as a way of terrorism. They attempted to do that in Spain. Now you have these wildfires in California where you have sanctuary cities and open border policies. Sorry, I'm just adding two and two together here and getting four. How is it that all of a sudden these wildfires spark up in four or five different locations and are burning rapidly out of nowhere? That's what happened in October. That's what's happening again. So I do have a creeping thought in my mind that once again we could be looking at an arson situation and even potential terrorism. And that already happened in California. They won't tell you that's what happened, but that's what they concluded. And I think they may have even made some arrests. I'd have to go back and check the record on that. In fact, the crew is so good, they're probably checking me on that right now. But man, oh man, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone out there in California. Thousands of firefighters, literally thousands of firefighters out there battling right now. No, not the ACLU. No, not the ACLU. The scum, the bums at the ACLU are not fighting these fires. They care so much. More than 12,000 homes are threatened. The fire rages on as it is. The winds are basically now pushing it all the way to the coastline. So it's now a state of emergency in LA as we are watching Southern California burn. And I will just say, if you are one of the people that goes deep down the rabbit hole of conspiracy theories, you're probably aware of the Hoover Dam theory and the San Andreas fault line theory that then goes along with the Bible saying there'll be a flood and then a crevasse will open and it will cease the flood. That would be the Hoover Dam breaking, flooding that area, Vegas area, what have you, and then the San Andreas fault line cracking and opening up and then sucking all that water in. But I'll tell you what, man, with everything we're seeing in California, the absolute craziness, Kate Steinle's murderer walking, you say the wrong pronoun, you go to jail, you give people AIDS knowingly, you walk scout free, you can be an underage prostitute. I mean, the California madness, this goes on and on. I mean, is this just biblical what we're seeing in California right now? Because it is truly, it's hard to watch, folks.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Is the War Room.
We are now joined by Brandon Tatum, former police officer. You can follow him on Twitter at The Officer Tatum. He's also got a YouTube channel, BT Cruiser 34. He is my guest now, and we're going to talk about the Kate Steinle verdict and how justice was not applied to that case. Thanks for joining me today, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious that a miscarriage of justice happened via the Kate Steinle verdict, and it may be less obvious to people that this was actually a political conclusion, but I'm just curious, when you first heard this and saw the news breaking on it, what were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking two things, and first of all, I was outraged because a person that came into this country illegally and should have been deported six times already got off of a case where a young lady who was innocent just walking down a pier who got shot and killed. I mean, the guy got off and it made me very furious. But then I also had to take into account what the heck happened in court. What were the prosecutors doing? What did they have in their defense? Why did this person get off when he clearly admitted that he was responsible for utilizing that gun that ended up killing Kate?
Well, and I got to tell you, a lot of the details, you had to really do your due diligence to get a lot of these details. And the biggest detail to me that is going unreported, this is so key, and it tells you the entire thing was a political stunt, that they could not arrest this man, whether it be for murder or manslaughter, because it proves Donald Trump right and then gives him the mandate to defund sanctuary cities that are making Americans less safe. The jury asked the judge if they could actually see the gun and then have it placed on the floor, because the defense was saying that the gun fired itself, that the gun was on the ground and fired itself. That's literally the case that they used to get this guy off. The judge, well, I suppose the jury bought it, but the judge made a key decision in this case and said, no, you cannot see the gun. We will not put the gun on the ground, and I will not allow you to see whether or not the gun can fire by itself on the ground, even if someone steps on it. Why would the judge not let that happen? Why would the common sense that, guess what, a gun can't fire itself be put into this case? I mean, it's really shocking when you break this down.
Yeah, man, I think what the defense projected was that somehow this guy walked on a pier and saw something wrapped up, and this is like a banana or something. If you've ever seen a SIG, what, a P-39, it doesn't look like anything else but a gun. What else can be wrapped around a gun that makes it look like something different than the gun? And then this gentleman grabbed and picked up the gun and fired. He throws it and runs away from the scene. He didn't attempt to render aid to anybody. He didn't figure out if that gun killed anybody. He did nothing to stay and preserve the scene or to cooperate with police. He did nothing. So to me, that is evidence enough that this person had malice intent. I mean, the only thing is that maybe they could not prove first degree murder. They could not prove premeditation. But you can prove that this man was negligent by picking up a firearm. If you grab a firearm that does not belong to you, you pick it up and your finger hits the trigger and it kills somebody, you are responsible. That is negligent. There is no other way around that. And I find it very questionable related to the jury instructions and how the prosecutor could not finish this case and send this guy to prison. I'm confused at how that person could not make this happen. This should be an open and shut case. This guy obviously admitted to what he did. There was a gun on a pier that did not belong to him. They found out that the gun was stolen. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand that if you find a gun somewhere and it's in nobody's custody, sitting on a pier, it's probably not, you know, it's probably stolen. So I'm just confused at how this happened. I don't know why. I'm very, very upset that this girl lost her life. She had lots of aspirations and dreams. And it's not that she lost her life to a citizen in this country, which some of these things is unavoidable. We cannot deport citizens, unfortunately. But a person who has been deported multiple times, he had just been released from jail. And because of the sanctuary city ordinances or whatever you call it, they had a conflict with the Border Patrol, and they weren't able to get this guy and deport him. They just let him out. He walked free, and he ended up killing somebody.
Yeah, shameful. It's time for us. It's honestly time for us to just rename California the Twilight Zone, because it's literally like the Twilight Zone over there. And then but the guy admits in the case that, well, his excuse is he was trying to fire at a sea lion. So he's saying, I'm just out here firing this gun into the ocean. I'm trying to hit this sea lion. Well, wait a second. In California, there's a law, if you shoot a sea lion, you get 5 years in jail. So they wouldn't even press him on that. I mean, it's like, what is, how, see, I'm the same way as you. I see this, I read about it, and I just sit here, my head is spinning like, this can't be real. There's no way this is happening. There's no way this guy gets away. Not only does he get off without manslaughter, he gets off without trying to injure a sea lion, but guess what? This guy's in the country illegally. He was in a courtroom and got out of there without being arrested. What is that?
Right. It's bizarre. You know, you wonder, what was the prosecutor thinking? Why weren't some of these, I mean, maybe because killing a sea lion is probably not as big of a deal, obviously, as murder. So they may not even want to go to that and give him the opportunity to plea down to killing a sea lion. But at the end of the day, how bad do you have to be that you can't get this guy convicted? I don't understand. The man admitted that he picked up a gun and that he pulled the trigger on the gun. I don't care who you are, where you come from. You pull the trigger on a firearm. You can anticipate that it could cause death or serious bodily harm to somebody in the area, especially if you didn't hit anything. If it's ricocheting off the ground, it can still have the potential to kill somebody. Any reasonable person would know that. And to paint this a picture of this innocent man that's an undocumented person. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. He is an illegal. He is a felon. He should be deported from this country a long time ago. At minimum, he should be deported. There is no way in the world this guy should have got off. Supposedly, he got charged with a felon in possession of a firearm. I think that's the only charge he that actually stuck. But I'm not sure what happened. I really need to review more of the case. But the things that I've seen make this prosecutor look absolutely terrible, and it makes you wonder, what is it that in California somebody happened to be an illegal can do this and get off with it? You can sell dope and get more time than this illegal immigrant did.
Well, think about it like this. How many professional athletes have been arrested for illegally having a firearm in their vehicle or illegally carrying a firearm into the locker room or something? So wait a second, that's an American citizen executing, in my opinion, their Second Amendment right. Look, if you're an NBA, if you're a professional athlete, you're worth millions of dollars. You don't think you're a target to get robbed or stolen from at knife point or something? Of course they want to have a gun, but they go to court, they get prosecuted, they get arrested, they lose their rights. But this illegal citizen, oh no, not him. He gets away with everything. He gets to walk away. He's not even a citizen. But really, I think what makes this so hard for us to really comprehend is it's honestly impossible for us to actually put ourselves in this mindset where politics and policy and agenda is literally more important than human life. That's what you have on the left right now. This is another example of that. As if abortion isn't enough of an example, this is the perfect example. It's all about politics. It's all about agenda. We have to protect sanctuary cities. We can't let Trump look right with this to say that this is making cities less safe. So let's just let this murderer walk away. That's how these people think.
Right, which is totally crazy. A thought comes to my mind about an athlete named Plexico Burress. He got more time for shooting himself in the leg than this guy got for actually killing somebody.
Yeah, he got like 2 years or something.
That this would happen in California.
Guys, pull up how much time Plexico Burress got. I'm pretty sure he got like more than a year in jail.
Yeah, he went to jail for shooting himself. This man won't go to jail for killing another person, and he's an illegal immigrant. He is a prohibited possessor. He shouldn't even be touching a firearm without going to prison.
I'm calling right now. I want Black Lives Matter marching for Plaxico Burress, marching for Biddleton or something. There was a basketball player who got arrested for having a firearm in his locker. No, I'm serious though. I'm serious. If you're gonna sit here and show double standards for white and black people, fine. Let's do it for everyone then. How come black athletes get arrested for having a firearm, but a legal immigrant from Mexico gets to kill someone and get off scot-free? No, that's ridiculous. We'll be right back.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Okay. So, I'm going to introduce this segment with a hint of liberalism. So, Plaxico Burress shoots himself in the leg, which leads to him getting caught with having an unlicensed firearm in New York and does 20 months in jail. A black man, a non-American citizen, illegal immigrant from Mexico, picks up a gun, fires and kills a woman in California, and receives zero time in prison. So, I now call for Black Lives Matter to march for Plaxico Burress serving 20 months in jail, systemic racism via the court system where a Mexican man walks from shooting someone else, but Plaxico Burress serves 20 months in jail for shooting himself. Of course, both of these cases are ridiculous to me and neither should have resulted in the way it did, but this is what we're dealing with. You know what's amazing about this to me, Brandon? You know, Democrats and liberals with any opportunity will go after the guns and call for gun control. Why aren't they using this case to call for gun control, I wonder?
Yeah, because it's against their agenda. They don't care about gun control. It's all a smear campaign. They only care about gun control when it's dealing with Republicans and when they actually want to use something that can benefit them, that they can argue that could take our guns. This situation is arguing that we should be deporting these people at 100 miles per hour. They don't want to throw that out there because this would also illustrate that gun control that they present is BS, that it takes people. The gun was sitting on a pier. It took a ignorant, ridiculous, illegal person to go and unwrap the gun and fire it. It's not a gun that kill people. It's stupid people with guns that kill people. And he is an example of a stupid person that should have never been in this country. He should have been deported 5 times ago.
Brandon, you're a former police officer. I'm sure that you've had to deal with, you know, gang violence and gang initiations and stuff like that. I don't know what your expertise is on that. You can care to enlighten us. But regardless, I'm just curious. When I'm hearing this story and I'm trying to picture the scene, okay, you've got a gun sitting on the pier. It's wrapped up. It's concealed. It's just kind of conveniently placed there. He comes and he picks it up randomly and now he's got it and he's like, whoa, okay, I guess I'll just fire this thing off into the sea. Oh, magically. Well, no, I start to go down a different thought pattern. It sounds to me like someone intentionally put that gun there, told him it was going to be there and said, I think you need to shoot someone and kill them in order for you to get into our gang. Do you think there's anything to that?
Well, I'm not sure about the gang association, but I can almost guarantee you, money back guarantee, that he didn't just somehow strolling down a pier and run into a firearm accidentally. I guarantee you, the man got street, he got street credentials. The man has been out in the street. There's a population and a gang of people who are in this illegal environment. And this man was told by somebody to go to the pier and get this gun. He took the gun, he shot the gun, and it went off and it ended up hitting somebody. So he threw it away and he ran from the scene. That's exactly what happened. Nobody will convince me otherwise. This is not an innocent homeless man walking down the street. He accidentally picks up a gun wrapped in cloth as if he don't know what it is. There ain't what else is going to be at a pier wrapped in cloth that looked like a gun? You got to be a fool to think that this man didn't know that this was a gun or potentially a weapon or gun that was wrapped with the intent to conceal it. I heard that there was other people at the pier before he got there. They want us to be stupid, but not one person that works in law enforcement, not one person that was involved in this case for 1 minute thought that this man didn't know what that was wrapped in a piece of cloth or whatever it was wrapped in.
And again, I don't use this argument to try to virtue signal or do the race baiting thing. I just use it to show double standards. Again, and let's be perfectly honest. If this was a black man that shot the gun and killed him in California, he probably would go to jail. If this was any American citizen, in fact, probably would have gone to jail with manslaughter charges. But because he was a non-citizen, because he was protected by the sanctuary cities, that's why they would not prosecute him. That's why they would not send him to jail for manslaughter. And I think that that is just too obvious for me. But I'm just curious, Brandon, because this is what they're saying. I mean, this is what the case is claiming. This is what the justice system is claiming, that the gun, you know, essentially went off on his own. He had no control over the gun. In all of your years in law enforcement and all the study that you've done in law enforcement, have you ever heard in your life of a gun firing itself?
It is absolutely impossible. And not one person that went to school and spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to get a law degree would even make such a stupid argument in court as if a gun has the ability to shoot itself. The gun is not on trial. They're not charged. They didn't have the gun there saying we're going to charge you with first degree murder. No, they got the illegal person in there. Oh,
Brandon, don't give them any ideas. They might actually start questioning. They might literally put the gun on the stand at the next one. Did you fire gun?
They'll put two guns on the stand and act as if they're arguing with one another. That's how silly these people are. There's no way this guy should be in our country. He need to leave. And everybody else that's been getting a free pass need to go. There's no reason we should even be talking about this. I don't even believe there should be due process for people that are not citizens. You do not get the rights of a citizen.
I agree completely.
Forget it. You committed a crime. You need to go.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah, that's an absolute no doubter to me. But again, it just shows you what the real agenda here is. It's all about votes. It's all about agenda. They need the sanctuary cities. They need the open borders. Those are the Democrat voters. They can't actually hold on to a voter because they never deliver. So they just have to bring in waves of new voters in order to stay in office. Brandon Tatum, thanks so much for joining us. His Twitter, at the Officer Tatum, his YouTube channel, BT Cruiser 34, and you can catch him here on the War Room. We usually get him on about once a month. Thank you for joining us today, Brandon.
Thanks for having me, man. You guys enjoy.
There you go. Always great stuff with Brandon, and obviously fired up on this topic, as we all are. All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Steve Pachinik. I'm looking forward to talking to Steve about the story that came out of The Intercept suggesting that President Trump is essentially forming his own team of spies to counter the deep state spies that are trying to remove him from office. Before we get Steve on the line and we take a break here, I got to remind you about everything that's going on at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we've got some new products at InfoWarsStore.com. The latest that is on the front fold, Alpha Power. That's right, another product at InfoWarsStore.com. We keep bringing you great supplements. Alpha Power is the latest supplement at InfoWarsStore.com, and we're bringing it to you at an introductory rate of 50% off. That's what we do at InfoWarsStore.com. We bring you new products. We give you great discounts to introduce you to them. And then we know that you'll see good results, and we hope you'll become a return customer. So Alpha Power now at InfoWarsStore.com, the newest product, 50% off. But don't forget about some of our classics like Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, DNA Force, a groundbreaking breakthrough product, 33% off, Secret 12, Vitamin 12, is 25% off, another great product. All these products we use here, the staff, I use most of these products myself. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, check it out. I give Christmas gifts from InfoWarsStore every year. One in particular, I give my father a flag for Christmas every year from InfoWarsStore.com. So all kinds of neat gift ideas at InfoWarsStore.com. Steve Pachinik joins us on the other side. We'll see you there.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer at InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to The War Room. Joining us now is Dr. Steve Pachinik. You can find all of his work at stevepachinik.com. All the news he covers, the geopolitics he gets into. And specifically, I wanted to get Steve on to talk about this story that came out of The Intercept 2 days ago. Headline reads, Trump White House weighing plans for private spies to counter deep state enemies. It's suggesting that under the control, essentially, of CIA Director Mike Pompeo, that working with Blackwater founder Eric Prince, they're going to be forming a team of spies to counter, essentially, the deep state spies trying to remove President Trump from office. Dr. Pachinik, thank you so much for joining us today. I'll get right into it with you. Have you heard of this story? Does it make sense to you? What do you think about this?
There's an old Mad Magazine concept of the spy versus spy, the spies in white hat versus the spies in black hat. It's an interesting concept. I don't know Prince. I've met him once before with a group of intelligence operatives, and he explained to us how there it is. You got it. And it's Antonio Brojias. He's a Cuban who created that cartoon series. I think we're getting into that. I think it's an interesting idea. The deep state entails probably 16 to 18 different intelligence networks. The issue of Blackwater and Prince, he came out of the SEALs. By the way, he was not a great SEAL himself. He set up Blackwater, and then they went into Iraq and Afghanistan and elsewhere, and they changed their name to G and Academia or Academy. The private spies are, I'm hesitant because I'm not very impressed with many of the spies. We have too many spies as it is right now. We have thousands and thousands of people who have top secret clearance. I myself, no matter what I did, I refused top secret clearance or any clearance for about 30 to 40 years for the simple fact that these clearances don't mean very much. And the compartmentalization of the spy business hasn't been very effective. In fact, most of the spying business is too fragmented, and having the DNI created over all of them makes it even more of a problem. 5 million security clearance. There you are. I think it's totally absurd. I think we're over manned and under really understaffed intellectually. I don't think most of our spies are really trained very well. I think the initial concept of psychology and psychological insights into nation states, into individuals, the basis of the OSS, and then the basis of the CIA, where I was trained at MIT, was a far more effective procedure than somebody who's in the technical aspects. That doesn't mean that you don't need people who work in cyber terrorism and who work at the NSA, but the NSA has really imploded for several months already because you have some of the people involved in the NSA who came in and used their own trickster tools.
By the way, Doc, it's Alex Jones. How you doing?
Fine. Who's there? Who's that?
It's Alex. I'm just popping in for a minute because I was walking by and listening. I was just going to say, what do you make of it all coming out? They illegally surveilled the White House, Flynn, everybody to get this when they denied it previously. That's interesting. And then separately, where'd you get that wooden American flag I see right there?
Well, it's a locally made thing. It's by a guy named Collins at Ace Hardware, and he built it for us specifically for the show. And I'm very proud of him. We're in North Central Florida, but it's
really
great.
He built that specifically for the show.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we feel that the show is important, and I think it's important to have something behind me that represents some of my feelings about the country and make it a
local. That's a weird twist of fate, because I got told by two guys who were there when Trump first got in, like the first day, went over to the CIA headquarters, the second day, and he gave them all out American flags carved in wood like that. And I saw a picture of one that looked just like that. So I thought, did Trump give Pachinik that flag?
No, I don't think Trump even knows me, but I'd be very honored. No, we actually made that flag, and we thought
it looks good, and it's crazy that it's there, because I saw him giving some school kids one, too. I think that's his thing. So you have good taste. Hey, but separately, what do you make of the whole Mueller thing and all this? Because the wheels have come off, in my view, where they're all working for Hillary, and they're involved with Russia. Should Trump fire Mueller, or just let them run their course and discredit themselves? I'm gonna watch. I'm out of here. Sorry to pop in the war room.
I think it's a very good question, but as you know, I'm kind of a psychological pool player. And what I believe is I'm going to do a side shot, a pocket shot. And what I mean by that is I think a Mueller, although you and I agree that Mueller should have been fired, is really going to remain there and is working with Trump. And this is my supposition. And the reason for that is that Mike Flynn's son was given immunity. And I think as I understand it, there is no prosecution of the son who should have been prosecuted. And in turn, Mike Flynn will take the burden of responsibility and he will negotiate his term and conviction down to probably a fine of $250,000, in return for which he will name probably Jared Kushner, who I've said all along, as the individual who gave him the authority to do some illegal actions. And I think this is the way Trump, and why I call it a side shot, this is the way that Trump has to deal with his own son-in-law without looking at him directly and firing him. Ironically, despite The Apprentice show, I had a feeling and a sense that Trump has always had a problem firing people who are very close to him. And that's not atypical of somebody like Trump. Even though they come across with a lot of bravado and they're boisterous, underneath they have a certain fear of really confronting somebody and firing him. Jared should have left a long time ago. Jared is a problem. He's a problem now with this issue of Jerusalem. He was a problem before when he allied himself with the young king of Saudi Arabia. That didn't work. And he's just a disaster. And John Kelly has correctly put him into the West Wing all by himself because Jared came across as the man who could do everything and turned out to be the young boy who could do nothing. And that was kind of expected by me. I mean, he was not one of the brightest guys. He's never been that bright. He's never had to work for anything. He never served our country. He never really had to build a company. And instead, his father had to pay Harvard $2.5 million to put him into Harvard. And even his Hebrew high school, Fish, which is an Orthodox Hebrew high school, said this is not a stellar candidate. In short, translated means this is not a very bright guy. And to be an Orthodox Jew and go around and make believe that you have all this wisdom or you perceive yourself to be wise is a very dangerous arrogance. And that arrogance carried over into policies that don't really work. And it's going to be a real problem in the Middle East.
I want to get into more of that on the other side, but real quickly, I want you to expand on something in the last 60 seconds here. You said that you believe Trump is working with Mueller. Do you mean that you think that this whole thing of Mueller seemingly going after everything on the Trump team is a ruse and that really he's trying to drown out the actual rats in the swamp? Or what did you mean exactly by that?
Well, what I meant was I think there's a – what I'm saying is it's a side pocket deal. What I think Trump has done with Mueller is to allow Mueller to go after the only person he needs to really go after, which is his son-in-law Jared Kushner, which he can't do. Because Flynn was ordered by Kushner to do certain illegal activities prior to the election. That's what I mean. And there is a certain kind of quiet collusion between Mueller and Trump. Otherwise, Trump would have fired him a long time ago. And the reality is, and it's not brought up, is that Mueller did give Flynn's son immunity and is not going to prosecute him. That is the key to this element. And that's why...
All right, we're going to break. When we get back, we're going to expand on that and talk about Trump.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Steve Pachenik is our guest here. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm the host, Owen Schroyer. President Trump declares Jerusalem the capital of Israel today, and it has a lot of people freaking out, of course. You cannot, how dare you say Israel is the capital of Jerusalem, or excuse me, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. You're going to upset all of the loving, peaceful, extremist Muslims and all of the Palestinians. But it is an interesting situation. There's all kinds of different sides to this story. Dr. Pachenik, what are your takes on Trump announcing Jerusalem as the official capital of Israel?
I think that's a mistake. The reason he made that announcement is simply because he promised Bibi he would do it, and it gives Bibi cover in order to do all kinds of things. Basically, that announcement is detrimental primarily to the IDF, to the young people who serve in the Israeli Defense Force. And they know that when they have to go into the streets now, the Gaza, West Bank, and elsewhere, they will be targeted. And this is a very dangerous statement, simply because we know that all the major organizations in the Israeli government are located in Jerusalem. But the notion that Jerusalem is this official capital of Israel is not, it really was putting a major burden on the Israelis and taking on the Israeli people and taking the burden off of Bibi. Now, I've been involved in the Camp David Accords. That was done primarily by President Carter, and it was done through the auspices of Cyrus Vance and Stanfield Turner of the CIA, and it was involving a lot of foreign service officers. But each individual involved in that accord, including Menachem Begin, whom I knew informally, gave up land for that. Sadat gave up the notion of war. In the case of declaring Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, Bibi gives up nothing. He never has given up anything. And Bibi has been in trouble for a long time. And from my point of view, it's time that Bibi has to go. The issue of the American embassy, it's already there for the most part. And most of the Muslims know this. The Israelis know this. But it places a lot of our allies into a very deep state of danger. In particular, King Hussein of Jordan, who's been a very close ally of the United States. He supported much of Israel's activities and has really been very effective along our lines. The same thing with Dubai, Egypt, and it puts a cleavage in between the Sunni Muslims and among themselves and Israel and the United States. Turkey, who has been an ally of ours for God knows for decades, has put Erdogan in a very awkward position where he needs to basically say, look, I can't continue my detente with Israel because one of the understandings that we have is that Israel has not stated outwardly that Jerusalem is the capital. He didn't need to do that. I don't think it changes the dynamics of the peace process in any positive way. I think it's, again, the product of people who've never been in the field, Steve Miller or Jared Kushner or the bankruptcy lawyer, and it shows an incredible amount of audacity and very little understanding of the different dynamics that's involved. For the most part, I would say on the side of the covert part, it's probably a cover for Bibi and the new prince of Saudi Arabia to work together and for America to ship over $100 billion worth of arms to Saudi Arabia and allow Israel and Saudi Arabia to develop a stronger tie against Iran. But it's not a smart strategic move.
Which, of course, was the deal that Trump cut months ago with the weapons going to Saudi Arabia, something that hasn't actually happened, if I'm understanding it correctly. They made the deal, but it hadn't actually happened yet.
Correct.
And, so you're saying and this may be kind of the spark plug to initiate that. And the Correct. One thing to me was, you know, I don't know how this really impacts me. Perhaps I'll figure that out in the future, or maybe we'll start to see how this impacts America. But one thing about this that I thought was certainly not accurate, at least in the way it's being portrayed. This was the headline on Vice News, just one example. Trump pleasing his base could spark a firestorm in the Middle East. So they're basically saying that Trump moving the capital of Israel to Jerusalem and the embassy to Jerusalem is pleasing his base. Well, I don't find that true. I don't remember Trump's base chanting, Jerusalem is the capital! Jerusalem is the capital! No, I remember them chanting, lock her up and build that wall.
Yeah, actually, you're quite right, Owen. I don't remember that. I think you're absolutely right. That was not an issue in the campaign, and he made a statement to a group of Jewish individuals, none of whom I know really served our country. They were all neocons, and many of them have dual citizenship, like Michael Chertoff with Israel and the United States. But that was not an issue in the campaign, and if they're implying that the base is Christian evangelicals, I don't remember any of them saying that we had a state as Jerusalem as the capital. So that was not the basis. So when you're right on, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. So again, and I just want you to kind of reiterate what you stated before, but in a more precise manner. So who does this move please? Who does Trump make this move to please? What chess pieces on the board is he trying to move around here?
Jared was building an alliance with the young prince of Saudi Arabia, and who has now taken what basically was a coup and made himself the principal minister of defense and the heir to the present king. At the same time, the weapons have been promised to Saudi Arabia, and then Saudi Arabia and Israel want to make a closer alliance, which they've always had, by the way. This has not been a great secret in the State Department, but they've made a closer alliance so that they can confront Iran. And this is all about an issue of trying to drive Iran out of the Middle East, and it won't work. Iran has been there for centuries. Iran is Persian. It's not really Arab in any way. It's a Shiite country. It hasn't in any way attacked America. I mean, basically, when we went into Iraq, they said, look, you're making a big mistake, and we're going to take over Iraq. When we went to Syria, we made a big mistake. They took over Syria. They took over the eastern part of Saudi Arabia. They took over part of Bahrain, and now they're in conflict in Yemen with Saudi Arabia. So this is a continuation of a proxy war. We don't need to overtly be involved in this proxy war. We were supplying actually both sides, but at this particular point, Trump thinks he's going to supply the Saudis. There isn't money there for that $100 billion weaponry, and I don't think the Saudis are going to continue with the young prince. If I were a colonel in Saudi Arabia, I'd have a military coup within 48 hours and get rid of that prince, because he's totally ineffectual and totally disastrous for the young people of Saudi Arabia. They have 40% unemployment. They have a 50% problem in drugs and addiction to high addictive drugs. And they have to change from a Saudi or a Wahhabi strict religion into a more modern age. And he can't do that. He's just as grandiose as Jared is and as inexperienced. But there'll probably be a military coup somewhere in the Saudi Arabia.
All right. Final discussion here in this segment before we move on, Steve. You mentioned Yemen, which to me right now, it looks like Libya and Yemen are both destabilizing, as correct, Syria seems to be stabilizing now. What do you make of that?
Well, when you hit it on the head, what happened over the years, and you just said it correctly, I had warned against going into Syria. As I said before, I'd been in Syria prior to this. I warned our CIA not to go in. And of course, this was the brilliant idea of Hillary Clinton and Panetta and Petraeus to go in and destabilize Libya so that they could ship arms into ISIS and elsewhere. Well, this is the price that we paid. We lost Libya. We lost Iraq. We lost Syria. The fact that we lost Syria is done in a very elegant way, because the Syrians and the Iranians haven't gloated over the notion that they won and they beat us. And that was predictable. So what will happen there is Russia will act as a mediator between the United States, Germany, Turkey, the Syrians, and various elements of the Kurds. And that will be a successful outcome, because Putin really understands the dynamics of the different people. In terms of the Middle East, and with this pronouncement, it puts Putin on a notice that we have a little problem here, and he's going to have to work harder, because he has to work with Erdogan, and he and Erdogan have to work with the Iranians to make sure that they keep the whole place stabilized. They don't want a destabilized area. Unfortunately, again, the young king.
All right, Dr. Pechenik, great stuff as usual. I hope you can join us again as this international geopolitics continues to get crazier.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/.
This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone.
I'm all for fair debate. I'm all for a good discussion. I'm all for positive discourse. And that's the type of stuff that we're engaging in right now with the Jerusalem decision by President Trump. I think Steve Pachinik presents good points. I think Alex Jones presents good points. We had callers call in to the Alex Jones show today presenting good points and different angles. And I mean, just in general, you can see how the different angles and perspectives are kind of playing out here. But specifically the one angle I think that makes the most noise, at least, is the fact that there are people that are so outraged by this decision that they're threatening violence. So what are we supposed to do? How are we supposed to react to that? Are we supposed to just kowtow to violence? I think these are all fair questions. But here is a report. Hamas is planning a day of rage in response to Trump's Jerusalem decision.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders previewing the president's decision on moving the U.S. Embassy in Israel, a step that would upend decades worth of American foreign policy when President Trump announces tomorrow his intention to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. The move ends the long-time policy that Jerusalem's final status would be determined by peace talks. President Trump called several world leaders earlier today, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, to brief them on the move, which radically reshapes future negotiations. Abbas rejected in a statement the move and said it will have a detrimental consequence on the peace process and the prospects for the internationally endorsed two-state solution. World leaders from France to Morocco to the EU weighed in as well, urging President Trump to postpone moving the embassy. Jordan's King Abdullah said the move would stoke tensions among Muslims and Christians alike. And Saudi Arabia, who's been supportive of Trump, warned of gravely negative consequences, including provoking the global Muslim community, which some see as a veiled warning about the potential eruption of another intifada. While Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan said the move to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital is a red line.
Our struggle on this matter will continue with resolve. As a matter of fact, this can go as far as breaking off our diplomatic relations with Israel.
Despite the international condemnation for Israel's conservative Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, this is a major victory. But it also comes with the potential for unrest. President Trump had hoped to launch a new round of U.S.-led peace negotiations next year, but those talks now look in doubt.
For three decades, the U.S. has taken the lead in the Middle East peace process, but Palestinians now say that the U.S. Recognition.
Okay, you can go ahead and pull that down. So again, though, you know, there's weird things here, and I'm trying to just sort it all out. So let's just take things at face value here. Now, Trump says declaring, and first of all, why, you know, here's another question. Why is it Trump declaring it? Shouldn't it be Netanyahu making this declaration? And perhaps with the president of Palestine, why is that Trump making it? So that's kind of a strange thing. But then you see all this response and the Erdogan saying it's a red line and Saudi Arabia saying this is going to upset Muslim people and this is going to cause them to act out in violence. And this is basically us provoking them. So, but wait a second. And I want to be very clear. I don't think we're being told the truth about 9/11 and what happened there, but let's just say that we are. So Muslims get to provoke America by killing 3,000 people and hijacking planes and running them into buildings. That's what Muslims do to provoke America. And then we just declare we're going to put an embassy in Jerusalem. And apparently now that gives Muslims the right to hate us. No, that doesn't really make sense. So there's fair criticism to say Trump making this move is upsetting people. But I think there's also fair criticism to say, hey, if you're so upset over that you're going to go violent, maybe there's something wrong with you to begin with. It's very convoluted, and we're only going to see what happens.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Let's make talk radio great again.
This is the War Room.
He's not a tough guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
And he can suck my f***.
He's a con, a bullshit artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any motherfucking day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Kiss my motherfucking ass, you bitch punk sucker.
Pointing what appears to be a water gun at the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard, art teacher Pale Modi has now been seen by countless viewers across the internet.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service.
The rhetoric that has inspired the violence has come from the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
They're involved in the coup, an active attempt to start a bloody civil war.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. My guest this segment and the next is Matt Bracken. His website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, Twitter at MattBracken48. And I wanted to get Matt on because what I'm seeing here is a complete deterioration of leftist politics, but not just politics. Honestly, their mental state is really deteriorating, as we saw in that video. But Matt kind of responds to this with a different reaction than myself. He responds to it by putting out, hey, look, this is the coup against Trump. Let's focus on this. Let's not worry about the brain dead liberals. Let's focus on this coup. And you're now starting to get a clear picture now, Matt, with Stroke coming out and him stroking, if you will, the Democrats into walking away from their crimes but charging Flynn with a lie. Matt Bracken, what are you seeing developing right now in the deep state coup against Trump?
Well, I have to just start with the fact that they totally believed that Hillary would win, and as a result, all of their crimes would be continued to be covered up by themselves, because they would continue to hold the White House and all the levers of power in justice and at the FBI. It didn't work out. And the way that I see it, Comey, who has the most culpability of any of them, Comey went for broke with his old buddy Mueller. Between the FBI and DOJ, they put up the four corners of that trap, which is McCabe acting at FBI, acting director, Rosenstein acting at Justice with Sessions out of the way, and Mueller and Comey, the top coordinators of the coup. And they think that they have to take Trump out. I think they went overboard, and now in retrospect, it looks clumsy. You know, packing their staff with such obvious partisans who couldn't resist sending each other, you know, texts and emails, which are now coming out thanks to Judicial Watch, not, you know, the House Intelligence Committee or any of those buffoons. But Judicial Watch has actually been prying this thing open. Now it's obvious that it's a coup. And I think that what we're going to see happen, I was very fascinated to hear Dr. P last hour. He thinks that Mueller and Trump are in cahoots to get rid of Fredo. I just watched The Godfather. Fredo, who is Kushner, you know, sending him out, giving him some do nothing job, and then perhaps, you know, Trump saying this is my way to get rid of Kushner. I don't see it that way. I think that Comey especially is all in on this coup. He, if you go back 22 years. Lynch, Comey, Holder, these guys are dirty up to their necks. The way that they do their corruption is that they rotate gigs between being a U.S. attorney, say for the Southern District of New York, where you can defend your Democrat allies, particularly the Clintons, and you can also hammer their enemies. You know, you can be an enforcer by being a corrupt U.S. attorney. Weissman certainly is in that camp. Then in between those gigs, you go to work for Lockheed or HSBC and you make, you know, $3 or $4 million a year for a no-show job. That's the payola. And then eventually you become the FBI director replacing your own buddy, which is very incestuous and dangerous. You know, when you have a deputy basically rising to replace his superior, it's a gentleman's agreement that we're going to hide each other's corruption. It's not always that way, but it's very risky. Usually you want to bring in somebody that's got no connection to the previous regime. When the director of the FBI is replaced by a pal, it makes me very worried. James Kallstrom has a lot of interesting things to say about Mueller's time at FBI. But in particular, Mueller's danger is Uranium One. Also, Weissman, they're very at risk. If this is ever peeled back by a real special counsel or even the Department of Justice, you know, these guys can go to prison. $145 million in bribes is not chicken feed. And you have to wonder, why did Mueller serve as the cover-up person as FBI director to allow this very corrupt deal to go through? So he's all in. I compare this to Operation Valkyrie, you know, the World War II coup, and we've all seen the movie with Tom Cruise. We're in the middle of the coup. You know, the trucks are zooming around. They've just arrested the SS, but the SS are getting on the phone and saying, is Hitler really dead? At this point, one of these coup plotters from my coup trap is probably wondering if the coup is going to fall apart, just like in Valkyrie. And to preserve himself, he may flip. He may flip to Sessions. He may flip to somebody else. He may contact the lawyer, Tenzing, the lawyer, along with the other, the witness, Campbell. But the coup right now is in flux. It could fall apart. Right now, the media is still all in on the coup. They don't even know it's a coup. They're buffoons. They're just American Pravda news readers. But the actual coup plotters have to be very worried You know, every night Hannity, Tucker Carlson, they're pulling this thing apart and they're getting huge ratings. So the fact that you turn over to, Pravda on MSNBC or CNN, and they're still talking about General Flynn like he's, you know, a Russian spy, you know that they're just, reading from the script. But behind the scenes, the coup is falling apart. And I think that we might see some of the coup plotters peel away. Now, they won't do it publicly. They won't show up on TV tomorrow and say that they're sorry. What they'll do is they'll secretly start turning against their friends, recording them, collecting emails, things like that, for self-preservation down the road. This is a very high-stakes game we're seeing. You know, this is a coup against the standing government of the United States, and it's falling apart right now.
And if Trump was indeed working with Mueller for some other agenda, I think that Trump would obviously have had to have known about Mueller and Uranium One and even use that as leverage to get Mueller to work with them. But, you know, we'll have to see how that plays out. But Jim Jordan today, again, called to launch a special counsel into Uranium One. So, I mean, you're talking about how right now, you know, thanks to InfoWars and Circa and Tucker Carlson and Judicial Watch and everyone kind of working together and WikiLeaks and Project Veritas, we're starting to put the gears together. We basically now ripped the door off of the machine, and now we're seeing how the gears work and where they mesh and how it's all clicking together to take Trump out. So I guess the question that I'll lead you with as we go to break here on the other side is, what does Trump do, or what can the American people do to put a stick in those gears, to stop those gears, and essentially to get the whole thing to blow up and fall apart? But you're thinking that perhaps because it's already falling apart by its own accord, that one of the gears is going to flip itself and turn itself over and perhaps exposing the whole thing. This is crazy. I mean, I don't know if anything in American history has ever gone down like this, trying to take a president out with fake news, but that's what we're dealing with. Matt Bracken is our guest. We're going to get more of his expertise on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com, on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting edge, top of the line
probiotics, and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Hey, if you want to slow down your aging process and protect your heart and brain from constant exposure to harmful toxins, then you need DNA Force, the most complete, full-spectrum, age-defying, cell-protecting formula in the world. DNA Force is designed to help energize your cardiovascular system and reduce the aging process. Yeah, you like the sound of that? Each bottle is jam-packed with a powerful antioxidant blend, clinically proven to support and accelerate your body's natural defenses against harmful toxins. It's in your DNA. Go to InfoWarsLife.com right now and check out the reviews for yourself. And now, just in time for Christmas, we are offering DNA Force at 33% off. So take advantage of this incredible deal. Get a bottle of DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Yeah!
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. Matt Bracken is our guest, and we are breaking down the coup against President Trump right now. Matt Bracken has exposed the gears and layers of this coup that is trying to eventually entrap President Trump. Meanwhile, the fake media wants to obsess over Mike Flynn that has nothing to do with Russia and nothing to do with any illegal or treasonous activity. It really shows you how desperate they are right now that they'll take any morsel. But Matt, what is the stick, or what is the pull, or what can we do to stop these gears from shifting? I mean, obviously stopping the entire machine and the apparatus would be one thing, but it doesn't appear Trump wants to do that. So, I mean, what is there any way to stick something into these gears to stop this thing from going and having it explode, or is that just going to happen inevitably?
Well, Trump won't fire Mueller. To do that would just be to play to the Democrats and play to impeachment. I think that the guy to watch is Flynn. When he was ambushed, interviewed, that was probably the high watermark of the coup, when they felt the most powerful and he felt the most powerless. This guy's not a coward. He's not like, you know, a cut and run sniveling little bureaucrat. You know, he's a general. He's a Defense Intelligence Agency guy. I think that he feels terrible about making a deal with these scummy people. But now that he knows that the guy that ambush interviewed him, Schrock, was operating under false pretenses without any reason, you know, to interview him at all about actions that took place after the election, which he did. They got him on the FBI's catch-all, 1001, lying to the FBI. People, remember, if the FBI ever comes to your door or to your office and says, sit down, we'd like to talk to you about your colleague that you knew last year at your last job, this is called pretexting. If you lie to the FBI, you'll go to jail if they want you to go to jail, or they'll just use it as leverage to bend you, to turn you against one of your friends. But if the FBI lies to you, it's called pretexting. So they didn't come to General Flynn and say, General Flynn, we're going to set you up for a felony. You're going to say something that's going to put you at risk. What they say is, we'd like to talk to you about some other colleague. We have some questions about somebody in the campaign. He sits down in good faith. Sure, no problem. Over the course of a couple of hours, if you're talking to the FBI and they say, well, did you meet so-and-so last Tuesday? And you say, yeah. And they know that it was really on Wednesday. That's why they asked you if it was Tuesday, and you didn't remember. So you said, yeah, you just lied to the FBI. Now, if it's Rice or Huma Abedin or Hillary Clinton, then they don't even take notes. They don't record it. It's all part of the cover up.
Yeah, it's all off record. They don't have the transcriptions of any previous conversations. They haven't been spying on other conversations, right?
And here are the two ways that you pull the wheels off of this machine. Number one, Joe Sixpack intuitively understands that selling 20% of America's uranium to the Russians for $145 million in bribes to the Clinton Foundation is worse than an FBI 1001 process crime lying to the FBI, which had nothing to do with anything, which was part of an ambush interview, a pretext fake interview turned into an excuse to railroad somebody. That was their high watermark. I'll bet you right now, tonight, Flynn is thinking about completely tearing up this deal and saying, basically, screw you. You know, come and get me. America's on my side. Because America gets that it was so unfair that the same guy, Schrock, see, Flynn didn't know this guy, Schrock, from Adam when he walked into the office and said, I'd like to talk to you about a colleague of yours. Not even saying you are the subject of this interview. He had no idea. Now he knows that he's been completely scammed and screwed. I call him on my chart. I call him the assassin. You know, yeah, he comes into the office.
And let's be clear. Strzok is the assassin because he was in charge of Hillary Clinton's investigation, email investigation. He questioned Hillary Clinton. He questioned Jane Comey. He questioned Cheryl Mills. All criminals. We all know they lied, but they don't get the hit. Flynn gets the hit.
But Strzok is careless and he leaves an email trail. So they were overconfident at the high watermark of the coup. They probably thought that their momentum was irreversible. They're being validated on mainstream news constantly as if there's just a tidal wave coming down against Trump. Yet they don't see how weak their position really is because America understands that Hillary Clinton selling 20% of our uranium, bomb-making material, to the Russians for $145 million. If I was Trump, every tweet would include, oh, is that worse than selling our uranium to the Russians for $145 million in bribes? No matter what they asked me, I would turn it around to that. Oh, you mean lying to the FBI like Rice, Abedin, and Hillary did and had nothing happen? They didn't even record or take notes? But folks, just remember, never talk to the FBI. If the FBI comes to your door, I'm sorry to say I used to have a lot of respect for these guys, and I'm sure there's some fine special agents down there. Something I learned from listening to Kallstrom, James Kallstrom, former deputy or assistant director of the FBI, in his tenure, Mueller politicized the FBI. What he did was, he made it so that you had to come to FBI HQ and do a tour of duty at headquarters in order to become a special agent in charge, a SAC. That's the guy that runs a field office. And before Mueller, you could do your entire career outside of FBI headquarters, just rising on FBI traditions, integrity, the book, using the book. After Mueller, if you didn't come to FBI headquarters, it was like in the military as a major. If you're not promoted, you have to get out. So if you don't do a headquarters tour, you're basically forced out of the FBI or you'll never get a promotion. So everybody that now becomes a SAC has to come to Washington, kneel before the director, and basically swear to be a brown noser. You know, to be a have loyalty to the director and the headquarters.
And so essentially now they're a swamp creature. Now they're on the swamp team and they can't get off the team. We only got a minute left. I'm just curious your thoughts. How is it that Strzok doesn't recuse himself in this investigation, still is on the team when he got caught sending anti-Trump text messages to his mistress? How come that just gets completely whitewashed? Nobody talks about that.
Well, they are talking about it, and the wheels are coming off of this coup. And one thing real quick I'd like to talk to, when they're looking for a new planet, they look for the planets that they can see having wobbles that are only explained by the gravitational pull of the unseen planet. The unseen planet gravitational pull in this equation is blackmail. You look at Sessions, he reminds me of a POW blinking out torture or blackmail. The FBI, remember, fully weaponized, politicized. You think they don't have the list of all the congressmen that paid for the sex, you know, the sexual harassment, along with every college DUI, every misdemeanor, domestic abuse. You think the FBI doesn't have that? When you say, how come these Republican congressmen, they control the committees. Why don't they just say, we're having Strzok come in tomorrow or we're going to have him dragged up here? Why don't they do that? Because I think that a significant part of Congress, doesn't matter about the Democrats, because they're on the team. They're on the coup team.
That's Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Thank you, Matt.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nutrition. Tropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12, optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate. Because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This is the return of the Republic.
And this is The War Room with Owen Schroyer
and Roger Stone
at Infowars.com/show.
Well, just like President Trump is the tip of the spear for America inside of our government and inside of the globalist cabal that has corrupted many governments worldwide, we are the tip of the spear representing America in the media. And just like Trump is under constant attack and they try to shut him down and remove him from office, that's what they're trying to do with us. Censor us, silence us, and remove us from the air. But because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com, here we are expanding and going to the next level. Not just expanding our broadcast, but also expanding our store at InfoWarsStore.com. The latest product, Alpha Power, increases physical and mental energy, boosts sports performance, and helps reduce fatigue. That's Alpha Power at an introductory price, 50% off. We expand our store at InfoWarsStore.com, the latest product, Alpha Power, and we bring it to you at a 50% off introductory price because we know if you give it a try, you're going to like it and you're going to become a repeat customer. Oh my gosh, we're using marketing campaigns to get customers because we have faith and confidence in our products. That's why they attack us. But that's not it. We've got other specials at InfoWarsStore.com, including 33% off DNA Force, 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 50% off Super Blue fluoride-free products. That's the toothpaste. That's the mouthwash, as well as specials on all of our other classics, such as Vitamin B12, Colloidal Silver, Super Male Vitality. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how you support us and help us expand to the next level. And these are products that we don't just endorse here on air. We also use them in our own lives because they have real positive effects. So check out InfoWarsStore.com. Support us in the information war. And hey, if you're doing some Christmas shopping, this is the perfect time to introduce a friend or family member to InfoWars via one of our products, whether it be one of our supplements, whether it be a hat, a t-shirt, anything that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. You are the lifeblood. You are our oxygen. And InfoWarsStore.com is the heart and the lungs that make it all possible. So thank you so much for your support and continue to support us. As we give you our word, we will continue to fight as hard for truth and justice as we always have and expand to the next level. All right, folks. So here's what we're going to do for the rest of the show. I got about 6 minutes in this segment, and then I got 10 minutes in the next segment. I have reached a point in my, I guess, just life, really, which now just consists of news aggregation, but I honestly can't really, I don't even know what to do, what to think, what to say about the nonsense that comes from modern day liberals and leftists. It's unbelievable. So what I decided to do today, I've got a list of double standards that I put together and then a stack of news stories. It's like a book in my hand. And what I've done here, there's no pontification. I'm sure I will on these stories, but no pontification, no real opinion injected here. Just face value, just on its face. Here's the meal. Take it and see how bad it is. See how it doesn't make sense. See how it doesn't taste right. So that's what I've done. But before I get into that, I'm going to preface that with two things that I have here. One, this story, I originally saw it in the Telegraph. I think it made Breitbart London and a few other stories. Don't call us snowflakes. It damages our mental health, say young people. Now everybody's kind of responding to this, but I haven't heard anyone take this approach that I'm about to take. This is a positive sign. This is actually good. The snowflakes are finally admitting they have a mental health issue. So I actually see this story and I actually now have some hope that these poor snowflakes or liberals that hate Trump are finally admitting and recognizing that they have a mental problem. Cause that's what this is. So, you know, denial is always the biggest issue when confronting, you know, personal problems. leftist liberals that hate Trump are finally admitting that they have a mental health problem. This is so huge. This is so key. This is so pivotal in moving forward. And hopefully this is the first step in the right direction for these people that have literally been brainwashed, literally have Stockholm syndrome, and now are finally admitting that they have a mental health problem. Now, this is where I wanted to go next. The crew is right in my head. So they fall for this Russian collusion story, and I'm not sure who put this, or here we go, it's right on here. Andrews McMeel Syndication made this comic that puts it right into perspective. Russiagate explained. It's a dialogue between two people. The man asks, why is the U.S. mad at Russia? The snowflake liberal says, Hillary Clinton colluded with the DNC to cheat Bernie Sanders out of the nomination. The man then asks, well, where does Russia come in? The snowflake liberal responds, WikiLeaks posted the DNC emails that showed they cheated. Bernie voters got mad, so they didn't vote, and thus rigging the election against Hillary. So the man then asks, so where does Russia come into this equation? The snowflake liberal again goes, they gave the DNC the emails to WikiLeaks, maybe. So the man then asks, so Hillary meddled with the election. And then the snowflake liberal says, Russia meddled by telling us that Hillary meddled, you idiot. And that's it. That's literally the entire story in a 4-frame comic strip. Now, it does lead out, it leaves out that Clinton also paid for the fake Russian Trump dossier that they try to use as leverage for spying on Trump and saying he's a Russian agent, which also is fake news. Okay, so now here's what we're going to do. 3 minutes left in this segment, 10 minutes next in the left. I'm going to try to go through this. I'm just going to lay this all out for you. This is my summarization, just for face value, that we are literally dealing with people that have mental problems. They can't accept reality. And these are issues that don't require any opinion, don't require any pontification or dialogue. Just face value, you can tell these people have double standards or are mentally impaired. So I ask, all I want is a free country with a fair and competent justice system without large portions of the population mentally deranged. Now, is that too much to ask? Apparently. So here the list begins. Snowflake liberals call for Roy Moore to resign, but nothing on Franken or Conyers. Now, of course, everyone has finally come out about Franken after the sixth woman accuses him. So now they finally realize their double standard on that, and they've come out against Franken. But still no women's marches. My body, my choice. That's what they say for abortion. But when it comes to vaccines, it's the government's choice. Trump retweets a raw, unedited video showing violence. People more upset at Trump for retweeting the actual video of thugs performing violence than the actual thugs in the video performing violence. Trump moves the embassy to Jerusalem, and he's bad for wanting to do that, not the people that are going to respond with violence. The Trump-Russia collusion investigation has cost us $7 million, still produced no proof. Meanwhile, we've got all the proof of Clinton-Russia collusion, all the evidence, no investigation, no $7 million taxpayer dollars. Flynn gets charged with lying to the FBI and Peter Strzok. Clinton, Comey, and Mills, all the other cronies, Strzok was in charge of investigating, all walked, even though we know that Comey and Clinton both lied. Linda Sarsour, a Muslim woman who wears the ultimate symbol of female oppression, a hijab, leads the Women's March. Brian Williams still has a job at MSNBC. Keith Olbermann quits his show because it's failing so miserable, but then acts like he's retiring a champion. Millions of women march in the Women's March against Trump, but couldn't name one allegation or case against Trump. No women's marches for Hollywood victims. No women marches for the 15 million government hush fund victims. None of that.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components.
They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglow snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, InfoWars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then InfoWars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest secured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer. I am in the middle of presenting my list to you of all of the things I've noticed in society that prove that modern-day liberalism is a mental disorder. We currently live in the Twilight Zone, and the anti-Trump movement and political leftists literally cannot even grasp basic reality or critical thinking, and I've got stacks of news and everything, so I'm just going to get right back into it. And I've actually got a story on this. For decades, everyone knew and joked about the culture in Hollywood. Now, all of a sudden, it's a virtue token to stand against. So you've got Kevin Spacey jokes being made on Family Guy about how he has kids in his basement. You've got people laughing at shows and award ceremonies about Harvey Weinstein. And then you've got him also laughing about Matt Lauer. But now all of a sudden Harvey Weinstein's a bad guy. Not when Michelle Obama said he was such a great guy. Now all of a sudden Matt Lauer's a bad guy, even though they all laughed at him being a sexual deviant and joked about it even on Ellen DeGeneres. Now it's a problem. That shows you it's all political. The left says they are for free speech, yet they stalk, riot, and disrupt anytime a conservative has a public speaking event. They said Hillary Clinton would win the election with a 98% chance. No. They said Trump supporters were violent and wouldn't accept the election. Yet now you have hundreds of cases of Trump supporters being savagely beaten and assaulted in the streets, and they've been crying Russian collusion since the results of the election and impeach since the results of the election. You had people literally screaming at the sky. Hillary supporters outraged over Trump's Billy Bush tape, yet ignored the actual actions from inside the Clinton campaign from Bill Clinton, Anthony Weiner, and yes, even Hillary Clinton. They claim the non-existent science of climate change ad nauseum, yet refute the science that is connected to their body that indicates gender. For decades, inner cities run by Democrats have gotten more poverty and destruction, yet somehow the Democrat Party is still able to pose as the party to stop the stagnation of inner cities. Unfortunately for them, that's coming to an end now. That's why they need all the illegal votes. The Democrats founded the KKK, yet virtue signal to black people that they're for them all day long. So those are just bullet points. Now let's get into actual stories that made print. This is from Newsweek. Trump should be impeached now, say blacks, Hispanics. Only white Americans want president to stick around. Okay, so now apparently Newsweek speaks for all black people and Hispanic people. No, you don't, Newsweek. And secondly, in case you haven't noticed, a lot of white people don't like Trump. So there's Newsweek just making up fake news, claiming that they speak for people they don't. Newsweek also prints this. Trump wants to deport Iraqi Christians, even if it's a death sentence. Wait, what? Newsweek is admitting that countries in the Middle East have a violent culture that want to murder Christians? Oh my gosh, yet they want to bring all of these people to America. So they admit that the culture in Iraq and the Middle East is so vile and violent for Christians that if a Christian is there, they'll die, yet they virtue signal to bring these people to America all day long. Now here's what I was talking about earlier. They all knew. Media elites roared in laughter at obscene 2008 roast, sending up Matt Lauer's office sexcapades. So they make a joke about Matt Lauer being the male private part of 30 Rock. You can insert the rhyme there. And they all laughed about it. They all knew Ellen DeGeneres does a Matt Lauer bondage joke on her show. But now, all of a sudden, it's an issue. Now, all of a sudden, they're virtue signaling. Why? Because it's a political stunt that they hope will wind up back on Trump. I don't feel like I'm a threat anymore. New HIV guidelines are changing lives. The Washington Post is now telling you it's okay and is even encouraging you to have unprotected sex with AIDS victims. Even though you just had a porn star literally kill herself because she didn't want to have sex with a homosexual for a porn scene because the homosexuals apparently don't get properly vetted for HIV or something. I don't know the full story. The point is, Washington Post tells you it's okay to have unprotected sex with someone that has AIDS. Thanks, Washington Post. Child, 4-year-old, world's youngest ever sex change patient. You now have parents giving their children sex changes at age 4. Drag queen demon reads to kids at Michelle Obama Library. That's right. A drag queen demon, you can see the picture right there, horns on her face, all kinds of makeup, just crazy looking. That is the drag queen that read to the children at Michelle Obama Library. Oh, but don't you fear, that's not an isolated incident. Drag queen reads stories to children at Wisconsin Library. St. Louis Public Library hosts first ever drag queen story time. Oh, don't worry, it's coming to a city near you. In California, knowingly exposing others to HIV will no longer be a felony. So that's fine. Know you have HIV, go around, infect a bunch of different people. Washington Post says it's okay to have unprotected sex, and then a bunch of people get it. Nope, no justice, no crime there. It's all good in California. It's all cool. Kate Steinle, suspect found not guilty, acquitted of murder and manslaughter. That is ridiculous. They say that the gun fired itself. I mean, the whole, you know, we've already covered that. It's just, this is just California's out of their mind. You can murder someone with a gun and get away with it. You can give someone HIV and get away with it. But if you call someone by the wrong pronoun, you could go to jail. New California law allows jail time for using wrong gender pronoun. Boy, they really got it all figured out over there in California, don't they? By the way, they're spending so much money on keeping illegals in, they can't even stop fires. Mexican man convicted of kidnapping and sexually abusing two Oregon women grins in court and tells their families he'll see you in hell. So another illegal immigrant who gets deported multiple times sexually abuses women in America and then laughs at how ignorant and pathetic Americans are to let him in here to do it in the first place. Colin Kaepernick receives two awards for being a total anti-American, anti-police scum, a race-baiting civil war, race war inciting Colin Kaepernick gets awards, two awards, one from the ACLU, one from Sports Illustrated, and then he gets praised for perseverance, for putting it all on the line and sacrificing his career, even though he literally quit his job for this. He quit. He was not cut. He was not fired. He quit. Side note, he sucks at quarterback. Joy Behar, forced to walk back her excitement over fake news on TV. She gets a fake news from fake news reporter Brian Ross, has a huge, crazy celebration over it, looks like a complete fool over fake news. Terror attacks are part and parcel to living in a big city, says Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London. So the mayor of London covering for the fact he allows radical Islamic terrorism into the city of London and just tells people, just get used to it. Just get used to dying in the streets via radical Muslim. Twitter allows death threats against FCC chair ahead of net neutrality. Oh, so Twitter allows death threats against President Trump. They allow death threats against Ajit Pai. But if you, how dare you even say the word tranny on Twitter or suggest anything that you like Trump, well, you're probably going to get censored, just like we just got censored on Facebook for saying tranny. Flupocalypse predicted due to ineffective flu shots. This is a news story. So, the flu shots ineffective, yet they tell you to get them? Safe and effective. What happened to that? Oh, wait, unsafe and unaffected. Ineffective. Now they're admitting it. And then this gets published today, or yesterday, excuse me. America faces one of the worst flu seasons ever as doctors warn the vaccine is only 10% effective. So again, they shove these vaccines down your throat. They say that they're safe and effective, even though they get proven to be unsafe and ineffective time after time. Hey, I discovered a new unhinged leftist on Twitter today, Jennifer Wright. I can't even believe that people would write this stuff. She says, this notion that actual humans should have fewer rights than a cell cluster based on some scientifically hilarious unfounded notion that the cell cluster is whispering mama I love you inside a womb is exhausting. She then goes on to compare a unborn baby to a lemon in a previous tweet. In fact, if you scroll up, you can see that. So now unborn children are the same as a lemon. To an unhinged leftist, Jennifer Wright. Can you believe these people? My body, my choice all day long until it comes to vaccines though. But that's okay. You know, Jennifer Wright, you used to be a cell cluster yourself and now you got to be born. Are you happy that you got the right to life, Jennifer Wright? I guess not. Since you don't like your right to life, I mean, why are you still here? Same Jennifer Wright. You couldn't believe this. Controversial political stance. Pedophilia is bad, actually. Now, you're kind of wondering, why would she say this? Folks, because the average leftist is okay with pedophilia. They think it's cool. They think it's okay. They think it's hip. What? It's just a psychological makeup. What's the big deal? So this unhinged leftist has to go against pedophilia because the left is actually merging with pedophiles. All right, we'll bring it to a close. Chelsea Handler, just evacuated my house. It's like Donald Trump is setting the world on fire, literally and figuratively. Wow. So California wildfires are now Donald Trump's fault, according to Chelsea Handler. There it is, folks. My ultimate list, my ultimate proof. The left is completely unhinged, and they are literally mentally deranged. You, on the other hand, stay classy.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality.
Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/